rolling audio right now. Epic.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to
What a Pod.
This is a mini pod experiment.
Just adding to the noise of all the pods that are already out there.
Yeah, we looked at the landscape and said there's not enough pods. And it's going to be a conversation between two best friends.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about life, maybe some faith.
Yeah.
Maybe some culture.
Yeah.
Maybe some cult.
Yep.
Maybe some music.
I mean, I guess this all stemmed from the song that we have together.
That is right. We have a brand new song. It's called What a Friend, and we are really excited about it. It comes out on May 17th, and I hope you like it. All right, let's go back to our regularly scheduled program.
And
what a song.
What a song, what a friend, what a song, what a time. And so, yeah, when you were like, let's do like a little like conversation around it, I think I was thinking it's a conversation.
Yeah, right. I think I did say mini pod at one point.
Yeah, no, I think I just kind of just I brushed it.
You thought
because you have a lot of ideas, lots of concepts, lots of themes, and I would say about 70% of them don't come to fruition. Not in a bad way. It's just that you've got
that
a lot
feels
of things.
Offensive.
No, I meant that in a good way. It's like you've got more vision than you have
resource.
Time, resource, time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, we did it.
Yeah, we did it. We're here. We're on a white couch here at my house.
It's a beautiful couch.
Thank you. Yeah.
I was thinking about this earlier. Do you remember how we met?
I do remember, yeah. I guess that's where probably we're, that's a good place to start.
It is a good place to start.
Yeah, I do remember.
Do you want to tell that story?
Yeah, I can tell you the story. Well, I remember I was dating a girl at the time mm-hmm. who lived in this huge like apartment complex in Sydney. And yep. I think you were doing Bible college.
Yeah.
And this apartment structure was, I don't know, 10,000 apartments.
It was a lot. The Meridians, shout out.
It was a whole thing, yeah. And all the college students stayed in them. So it became like this like dusty, dirty, dingy facility.
Yeah, the apartments themselves were nice. Like the facilities, they were not great, but they were fine. They were nice.
Had the carpet had that like feeling when you walk on it, it had, there was things inside it. Yeah. If you know what I mean. Like that squish.
yeah, I know exactly what you
and
mean.
Not a rebound squish, like a...
Yeah. That like kind a of sinking.
Thing. Yeah. So anyways, your ex-girlfriend at the time
yeah.
was living with my ex-girlfriend at the time.
That's right.
And I knew your ex-girlfriend, but I didn't know you. Mm. Anyways, kind of been hanging out with my ex-girlfriend that morning. And I got called into work.
Yeah.
And I worked in the kitchen. I was washing dishes. And I didn't have like the appropriate clothes because it was like got called in last minute. And I was like, man, I was wearing, I think, gym clothes or something. And I need to go and wash dishes for 13 hours. And I was in need of some clothes. And there was no time for me to go home.
Right.
I needed clothes. And so my ex-girlfriend was like, well, why don't you go to such and such's apartment? Like, wait, how do I explain?
Who said that? Did... your ex-girlfriend or I don't know if we're naming names. Did your ex-girlfriend or did my ex-girlfriend say?
Your ex-girlfriend was like, hey, actually my boyfriend lives in the apartment complex.
There we
go and see him.
Yeah.
He's got an array of pants, which I was in desperate need of. I'll
tell this bit from my
perspective.
Tell
you. Yeah, you go.
Because I'm lying on a couch. I would say not dissimilar to this one, but it was not as nice. And it was definitely found in a dumpster or inherited from former students. But I was lying there.
It had that squish.
It had that squish.
Yeah, I like that.
I was lying there, shirt off, with a laptop, just watching like a... I think I was watching Happy Gilmore. It was something in that kind of ballpark. Ballpark. I was by myself.
Ballpark.
And there's this knock on the door. And so I'm like, oh, who could that be? So I go and answer. And there you are, standing there. And
what'd you think?
I actually kind of knew who you were because I'd seen you maybe lead worship at youth or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we hadn't met. And you were like, hey, I'm Aiden. I was like, hey, I'm Ben. And no context. You just said, can I borrow some pants?
Yeah, I remember.
And I was like, yeah, I guess. And so I was like,
come on in.
Yeah.
And so that was it. I mean, you walked into my room and I hadn't unpacked yet from moving to, well, I'd done my version of unpacking, which was just, I dumped.
Yeah. I just remember walking in and first of all, it was like, it was the middle of the morning. And so there was like, it was like dark though, because you had all the, like all the curtains were drawn. It was like, it was almost like a drug den.
Well, that's probably because I was trying to watch Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, there's no drugs being taken, I don't think.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a pretty clean cut.
Yeah, that week at least. And but it had that dark feeling. And then we walked into the room and there was a pile of clothes, like as tall, almost as tall as me, 6'5".
There was. And sitting on the top.
It might have been 6'6". And I remember being like, you're like, yeah, just grab something from there. And yeah.
And was, you picked the red pants.
I picked the red pants, which was against jeans. My company uniform policy. But they were the only pants really that would suffice. Anyways, yeah. That was how we met. And I remember.
That was. Yeah. And I don't think you ever gave me back my pants.
Yeah. I don't even know where they are anymore. Like, I didn't think that you would reappear in my life. After that point, I thought you were just the pants guy. And then all of a sudden there's these songs being sung at church that were really good. And I was like, oh my gosh, who wrote these songs? And another name was named. And then I just, which wasn't you.
Which name was named?
It was another guy. Okay. I think his name was Tony.
All right.
And anyways, and I remember like, I was like, man, Tony is such a good writer.
Yeah.
Like he's writing all these insane songs. And long and behold, I find out that you actually were the writer of the song. And.
Well, there were other writers.
Of course.
On said songs.
Yeah. No, I know.
Tony
was
great.
Yeah. Tony was great. But I was led to believe that Tony was Tony, these songs. And these songs were amazing. And so anyways, but then I found out they were you. And then all of a sudden now I'm more interested in you. Because you're a great writer, not just a pants
not
guy.
Not just a pants guy.
Yeah.
That's really funny. You know, actually, on the flip of that, I actually, when we had that weird interaction, I actually remember feeling, I think we're going to be really good friends one day.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
That's funny. I didn't feel that way.
Yeah, well, yeah apparently not. That's fine.
But it is interesting. I do look at my younger self, and that's that strange confidence. I don't have that as much anymore. I still a little bit, but I wouldn't go and knock on a random person's door. So I need to regain that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel like you still have a bit of that, but I understand the.
Yeah.
I mean, probably not many people would do that generally. Just go ask for pants.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you dating anyone else?
Am I dating anyone now?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a few. No, I don't have nothing.
Okay.
No, nothing. Pretty empty at the moment.
That's sad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. I mean, this could be like a call out.
I actually did think about that. It could be a really good opportunity to...
I'm good.
To set you up.
No, I'm good.
Well, you are. I would say you're Evangelical Christendom's most eligible bachelor.
I don't know.
How would you feel about that title?
I don't want to accept it.
You don't?
No.
Well, would you say you're an eligible bachelor?
I'm eligible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the most is, I don't want to be saying that.
Oh, you didn't say it though.
I know you did, but I don't want to accept it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I am a bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I am looking for a wife. Yet to be found.
But to no avail.
To no avail.
At the moment.
Not at the moment. I mean, I got to figure it out. Mum's on me. I haven't gone a day without a text from mum.
Yeah.
Legitimately. Like, I'll send her the funniest memes. Like, I always send her these weird, like, Indian memes. My mom's Indian. And all she writes back is, any dates? ? All the time. And so.
It's an interesting question. Do you tell her?
No.
Yeah. Because you even want to get her hopes up. So you did have there was a girl you were just dating to try and.
I've got to tell her, like, once every, like, maybe once a quarter. I've got to give, like, something.
Just so she doesn't lose hope.
Yeah, because otherwise she starts thinking I'm swinging different ways, if you know what I mean.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
And I'm not.
Right.
So. But yeah, I've got to feed that meter. If you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So.
The mum meter.
Yeah. But it's actually, I don't know if anyone who's listening to this knows the pressure of that, like when your parents are on you about this stuff, but it's actually like my dad has never been the guy Like, he's never been like, what's happening with girls? Never. He's so
I can't imagine he would.
No, but he has started to inherit a little bit of it.
Oh, but, really?
Yeah, a little bit. Which now that's starting to feel frightening.
What does he say? Aiden, have you got any? He's Irish.
He's like, you know, Aiden, it's about time, you know. Yes. But my dad didn't get married till he was 42, so I don't know what the hell I'm meant to do with that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so.
It's about time.
So why are you telling me, Aiden? Right. Anyways, yeah, so. Well,
okay, as Evangelical Christendom's most eligible bachelor, have you ever had any weird, what's your weirdest story from that kind of, you know what I mean? Like, relationship adjacent. Because there's bind to, I mean, I know, I'm teeing you up because I obviously know some of them, but you can pick which one you want to use.
I mean, yeah, there's definitely stories. I'm sure there's stories on both sides.
You can tell.
I mean, I mean.
I'm not talking about old relationships. I'm talking about, I'm talking about going to Denmark and.
I mean, yeah, there's been some, there's, yeah.
You don't want to tell that story.
I don't know if I've got it. I've got enough. I've got one in the tank at this stage. We're warming up. This is the first time I've ever been on a pod like this.
A mini pod?
Little mini pod. I think there's some stories I think I don't want to be giving away at all.
Yeah, right, no, fair enough. Well, you can always get out of it by saying what else.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. What else?
The reason we're actually doing this, right, is to talk about a song.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
We've written a lot of songs together.
We have.
We probably haven't written that many, like...
Good songs?
Good ones, yeah. We've written some, I would
say. Why don't we write good songs together?
Oh, I feel like, well, maybe I do feel like this is a real change in...
In the temperature.
In the temperature. That is my sincere... I mean, I at least feel
it. But, like, before we get into that...
Yeah.
But why haven't we written good songs? What do you reckon it is? Do you
think we've got some. The first song we ever wrote together was Where You Are.
Yeah, and I love that song.
Yeah, good song.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe great is maybe a bit much, but
yeah,
good song.
You were a hungry boy back then.
I was. I wanted it. I was landscaping, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I was full-time landscaping. Just on all I wanted to be was a songwriter. And I'd had a few cuts, you know, so I'd had a taste.
You had a taste.
I had a taste, but I knew it wasn't enough to... Well, it certainly wasn't enough to live off.
Yeah.
And all I wanted to do was be writing songs. So I was just digging holes day in, day out.
I do, I remember.
And then Wednesdays, I would take that day off. Yeah. I would write, normally with Marty.
Yeah.
And...
Shout out, Marty Sampson.
Shout out. Love you, Marty. And on Tuesday nights, I would write.
Yeah.
And this, I think this, Where You Are happened on a Thursday night and a Friday night.
Yeah.
I remember because on the Saturday morning, I was flying to Hawaii for Jay's wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
We stayed up all night on the Saturday. Yeah, I remember. And I got McDonald's and then went to pick up Jess and went straight to the airport.
I remember, obviously, like I'd heard you'd written all these sick songs, whatever. You'd written some really cool songs. But I remember, we were doing the second Young and Free album, Youth Revival, I think.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, I really liked what you were doing. We hadn't hung out that much.
No.
A little bit. But I remember being like, oh, I was like, I think I need Ben's help on Flip. Falling Into You. Do you remember that song?
Yeah. That is how I kind of started.
Yeah. And I remember being like, and you were on some youth camp or something?
That's right. That was my other job. So I had forgotten about that.
Yeah. And I remember sending the song to you and you were like, oh, dude, I'm in the, but it was sweet though. Cause you were stoked, but
yeah,
I sent you Falling Into You and you're like, oh dude, I'm at some, what was it?
I was, yeah. So during that period, I also got invited to do this, like, what would you call it? It was like a youth camp thing.
Yeah, like running activities.
I was like the camp counselor, right? So, and I'd never done anything like this before, but they were like, hey, we just need someone to run activities. So I'm like, you know, like I'm teaching kids skirmishing and archery and all these things I have no idea how to do.
Yeah.
And, but it was like really, it was paid double what landscaping paid at the time. So I would go away, I'd get the train up to the Blue Mountains and go away for three or four days and run these camps. And it was intense. Like you start at 7 a.m. cause that's when the kids wake up.
Yeah.
And you're on all night. Cause you know, they go to bed at 9, but they're not going to bed and they're out pranking each other. And it's like chaos.
Yeah.
But there were some times they would go to these other offsite events, which I didn't have to go to.
Yeah.
And that was when I would sit down. It was a real old janky piano.
Yeah,
and I remember, I would sit down and try and write lyrics.
Well, I remember you saying that on one of the voice memos you sent back. But I remember sending this song. You're like, oh, yeah, I got a second. I remember you saying that. You're like, I think the kids are not on the site right now. I've got something. Yeah. Anyways, that came back. I was like, oh, this is sick. And then, yeah, where you are, which was cool. That's our first win.
That was our first win. Yeah. Do you know the real... I have a confession about that song.
Mm.
So, and nobody knows this.
Is it dark?
Well, it's a little bit.
Oh.
This is... Well, no, it's not dark.
Oh, okay.
But the night... So, one night I was riding with Fekin and Pappas.
Yep.
Was Fekin on that song?
Yep.
I was riding with Fekin and Pappas. Just double-checking to make sure my story checks out. And... wrote this song. I can't remember what it was called, but then we wrote the next day. It was me, you. Is Ben Tan on this?
No.
So it was maybe me, you, and Fekin wrote the next day.
Yeah.
Or maybe just me and you. And afterwards, I realized I'd written the same song twice.
Nice.
So the lyrics weren't the same, but the melody was exact same.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so then I was like, hey, do you guys want to all write together? And then we amalgamated the ideas. And I was like, I think I'd said, hey, I think these are like going to work well together. So I definitely did say, hey, these are ideas that should live together.
Yeah.
But I think when you heard them, you were like, oh yeah, that's our chorus. And then when Pappas heard it, he was like, yeah, that's our chorus. But they were both the same chorus.
Oh, jeez. Well, there you go. Well, we got that.
And then, well, it worked.
Yeah. But we, and then we did, yeah, there was a few years of just nothingness. Of writing, but
songs. We tried though.
We did try.
Did we write anything else in that record?
Well, the problem, I don't know. Falling Into You, Where You Are. I think you wrote a few.
I wrote a few others.
But I think the problem with us is that we want to hang. And so, like, I don't really want to write. Like, if we're getting together, I just want to hang.
Yeah.
That's our problem, I think.
Yeah.
But, anyways, fast forward. What a friend.
There's a few. I mean, do we have anything else? Oh, well, you haven't released it yet, but a song on.
We have a lot of other songs unreleased.
Yeah.
Which are good, which are great.
Yeah.
Yes, we've had some wins.
We do. And then, we've had some that we thought were better than maybe they were.
Mm-hmm. A lot, yeah.
I don't think that's this, though.
No, I think this song, this song feels special.
That would be devastating.
What?
If this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it has every chance that nothing could happen to it.
Yeah, which is fine if nothing happens, but as long as we still like it.
Yeah.
At the end of the process.
Yeah. No, I love feel it. Very I love it right now. I mean, I if we keep too. Doing like 50 mini pods, I don't know if I'll love it anymore.
Well, that's why I was trying to call the pod What Else?
Because
then,
else? Yeah.
Then it's not, you know, tied it's, to.
Yeah, exactly. I get it. No, I get it.
I actually think it's one of my favorite songs I've been a part of in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And same. It's really your guys' song. And I just kind of... Well, it definitely is. Because you played me the...
It got cut off my album.
Yeah. And I heard it and I was like, dude, what? Why would you not do this song?
Yeah. No, it was removed. but we did change a lot. So it's a different song.
Would you put the song on your album now?
Now? Yeah, of course. I love it. Yeah. I still can.
Yeah, you still could.
Yeah.
What album's that? Should we talk about that? Is that for another pod?
Could be for another pod.
Okay. That's exciting.
Yeah. We can talk about that next pod.
Okay. Next pod. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Right, well.
What else?
All right, we're back. Thanks for the pause. I think it's important just to mention to anyone who's listening to this, we've never done anything like this before.
No, not even close.
And we don't. And the notes that you have on your phone, like, I can't really even read this. You've got like a basic premise and structure for this conversation.
Yeah. Well, it was just, it's more there in case, you know, they're there for me as prompts.
Yeah. And which I think is really, really good. But I think it's important just to mention that we need to take pauses. So I appreciate it. Just to figure out what we're doing, recalibrate.
Thanks for your patience.
So thank you for that. One thing I was going to just say, I guess we should come to a close in a second.
Yeah.
Would be, just to finish us off, what's the wildest, we're going to talk about this on every thing, on every On every mini pod.
All 100.
Every pod is going to be filled with these kinds of things. Like a pot of gold.
A pot of gold?
A pot of gold.
That's actually not a bad
title.
Alternative title.
Well, I guess we could have, yeah, we could figure it. Pot of gold's pretty good, actually.
Pot of gold.
I think that could be really good. All right, so at the end of the rainbow. Irish.
Oh.
Right. Well,
at the end of the rainbow.
There's a pot of gold. There's a pot of gold.
There's a pot of gold.
Yeah, right. Well, what would be...
That's actually works because it's at the end of the rainbow. So... You know the way with a pot of gold, you never find it.
Yes, right.
Maybe this is pot of gold because nobody ever listens to it.
That is true.
It'd be amazing if you did, but it'd be, yeah, there's if a lot of gold in far, there if you find it.
The people that have gotten this far, to be honest, it's fine. Like, yeah. they've gone through whatever on earth we've just talked about.
I feel like...
They're here.
They're the diehards. To be honest, they're probably in South America and aren't understanding
it. Well, let's not generalize them into one place.
Well, I'm just saying they're the best.
They probably are, though.
They kind of are the best supporters. Appreciate you guys.
Well, we should do it in Portuguese then, if that's the case. Can you do that?
No, I can sing So Will I in Spanish, though.
Okay, it's not the same thing.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. That's fine. Everyone understands. Okay. All right, so to finish this off, what is the wildest or funniest story that you have? Because you've been touring. For the last year, 3 years, nonstop. I haven't seen you. I moved here to hang out with you 3 years ago. I've seen you maybe 12 times. And because you're always away.
In my defense, if I had been here, I would have missed you because I feel like, you know, I live in Miami.
I am in Miami quite a lot. Yeah,
with Jesus. Yeah, Jesus in Miami.
Jesus is there. He's there.
I met Jesus in Miami.
I love it. I have met him there, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
That's why you keep going back.
I know. And I love it. So, okay. You've been away a lot. You've got to have stories.
Mm-hmm.
What's the wildest or funny story that you have? The first one that comes to mind.
I mean, I've got a lot. So we should keep going on this. But the funniest one I have with... I was on a tour a couple years ago with Brian and Katie Torwell. Mm-hmm. And we were doing a meet and greet before the event. It was actually just down in Orange County.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one I came to?
It's actually the one you came to.
Uh-huh.
So this set the tone of that night.
Right.
And right before meet and greet, in the meet and greet, we're just meeting people, we're chatting. And there was this one lady who obviously really wanted to say something. She was like super excited to get something off her chest. And so the moment we kind of did a Q&A, her hand was straight up in the air. Mm-hmm. And she was like, hey, look, this isn't really a question, but... I just wanted to tell you guys, she's looking at Brian and Katie, and she's like, your song, Raise a Hallelujah, just absolutely changed my life. Like it means everything to me. And I just wanted to come to this show just to thank you so much for that song. They didn't write that song. And so Katie is looking back at her. She's like, hey, like, I'm really sorry. Like, that's not our song. And she's trying to be sweet and gracious, but it's so uncomfortable. And the lady's like, are you sure? And
Kitty's like, oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what are you going to say to that? But Kitty's like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I'm pretty sure. And this lady, I swear to you, she looked her back straight in the eyes and she goes, oh, no, I'm at the wrong concert.
That's insane.
And I absolutely lost it. That was me. I never recovered. That was the start of the Q&A. And I was just gone the entire time. And I started to feel bad because I could tell the lady was feeling bad because I'm not laughing.
Yeah.
But I was like, that was just gold to me.
That is insane. That's a good story.
Yeah.
I love that.
All Brian and Katie, love you.
Love it.
And your song, Raise a Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. I love your song.
What one? Raise it.
Holy Forever.
All right. What else?
Nothing else. That's it. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Beautiful.